When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
This is borderline dirty talk for me, so Mac, you need to go.
Mac, no, Mac, don't go anywhere. I swear to God, you stay right there.
Why? What's gonna happen, Elena? Oh, that we fall in love again?
The ship has sailed. I'm so sorry.
Even the biggest of ships have to stop for gas on the port when they're out for too long.
What?
And we're in it. I see you got, is that like another iteration, Ashley, of your camo shirt? Are you like in a camo era?
I have two camo shirts.
Yeah, but like when did you get the second? You're expanding your camo collection. This is surprising to me.
Okay, it's called fashion, first of all. Camo is very, ever heard of it? Camo is very in right now.
Is
Mac,
it?
Mac, you have a cute little, your hair is different today.
You have like a little ponytail. Oh, and Mac has a fire. Oh, she's got a candle.
Is it birthday?
She's got a cupcake with some icing.
No, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Oh,
that's so great. I'm sorry, Mac.
Like today?
Yeah, I thought we were like doing celebrating birthdays on pod because of. Didn't we say that the last birthday or something?
I don't remember saying. I'm sorry. Oh my God, this is
we
really.
Did,
Danny,
totally
we're gonna have to. Danny,
Danny,
please cut this, Danny.
Oh my God.
Oh my
Mac.
God. Mac, I'm so sorry.
It's no, okay.
Oh no, Mac, no. Listener. Mac is pulling. Well, not listener.
What was that?
Mac, what did you just have in your hand?
Oh, this is really, we really fucked up, Elena. We fucked up really bad.
Mac has like a headband that says happy birthday on it.
No, and you should celebrate yourself, especially when.
No, we should celebrate, yeah.
Yeah.
You should celebrate yourself.
Celebrate yourself.
Celebrate yourself today and every, oh, she has a blow. Oh no!
I'm sorry that I'm laughing back. This is so fucked up.
It's okay.
Oh, no.
This is really, it's not fucked up. When
but
do you
also,
show up for your birthdays with
what
this
is it, like your 21st?
Stuff? Are you serious?
Okay, that was a joke. I know you're not.
No,
you're what,
girl,
like 22?
Elena, I feel like we've tortured Mac long enough. We're kidding.
Okay,
just kidding. Happy
just
birthday,
kidding.
Mac!
Happy birthday, oh, Mac! Happy birthday! Are you serious?
Happy 25th birthday. Chen made you a hat.
The hat with my name on it?
I do. I'm going to send it in the mail.
Ashley is wearing a birthday hat.
It looks like
hat
a dunce cap.
With Mac's
name on
it.
Well, now I can make
it
a wish.
I've well, this balloons into the wild.
Are you okay? Oh, sorry.
Oh, Mac's making a wish.
That I'm not going to tell you my wish, but it might have something to do with maybe the listener joining maybe the
excellent wish. Okay, I didn't like that made me really uncomfortable. I'm not gonna lie, I did not like doing that. I don't
oh,
like
I
pranks.
Loved it.
I that don't was, I hate pranks.
That was fun.
Don't worry, Ashley.
So Mac, you can't obviously say your wish or it won't come true, but me and Ashley could say our wish, which maybe is possibly the same as your
you
wish.
You guys
listener,
can say
please
maybe
join,
your guesses for my
please
wish.
Please join the Patreon. That is how we keep this podcast going. Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast, which is what this is. The Chosen Family Podcast.
Ashley, I need a picture of you like this for my screensaver.
There is going to be a video documenting this, so I think you're okay.
So yeah, you can pull screenshots from anywhere. I'm Elena Joy and I'm your mom. We're your chosen family.
I am Ashley Gavin and I am your father.
I'm Mac and Jimmy and I'm your 25-year-old teenager.
Wow, yeah,
25 is such a hot age.
Can
25
I
is
teenager?
A hot age.
No, you're baby.
No, you're still baby, but like like 25 is your brain is like done developing, really.
Yeah.
Like fully formed frontal prefrontal cortex.
You know
cortex.
How hot you feel when you're 25? You feel like hot.
Yeah. 25 is
there
hot.
Yet,
do you feel
guys?
Hot?
I'm not there yet. I've honestly just been like hot my whole life. So like I don't No, but they say when you turn 25, you get like this moment of prefrontal lobe development and you just go, "Oh." And you look out and like everything.
I think it's more like incremental than that.
I had a crisis at 25.
What kind of crisis, Elena?
Well, I think it was just like, oh, 25. No, nothing. No, not like a real crisis. No, I think 25 just felt for some reason to me like wow, that's like at least a quarter of my life done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did have that. But I'm also the kind of person that like whenever thoughts like that pop into my head, I'm just kind of like, okay.
I embrace
and
death.
And then I move on.
Your father embraced death.
You saying that with the Mac hat on?
In honor of your birthday, I came up with 25 things that I like about you.
No,
are you
didn't.
Fucking serious?
You yeah, cannot do I that did. To Ashley.
You are such a whore.
You
are such
a
bitch.
You have a hat.
You're such a fucking bitch. Are you kidding me? Are you joking? You didn't even text me. We didn't.
You
first
made,
of all,
you, made
you
a
did
hat.
Not do this on my birthday. And second
we,
of all,
we weren't celebrating birthdays yet. We only just started celebrating.
No, you got
birthdays.
Me a Charizard card, which is fine. No, that's fine.
True.
But you didn't
did
tell
get.
Me we were doing this. Now I look like a fucking schlub. Okay.
You're wearing a personalized
well, a hat.
I don't have a costume.
I came up with 26 things that I love about you, Mac. And as soon as Elena's done, I'll repeat my list.
Okay.
Hold on, I gotta write down Elena's list.
Can we do that? Where you just say the whole list back?
Oh, you underestimate me and my
oh
ability
my
to commit
God.
To a bit, Elena.
Oh,
I will commit to this bit so hard.
Ride it into the ground. Okay, can I say my list, Mac?
Fuck.
In
25? What
yeah,
is wrong with
she's
you?
25.
Yeah,
she's
I understand
25.
That, but you could have written it like an acrostic poem.
No, I wanted to do 25. And it was hard to narrow down. I'm going to say that much. I had to combine a few. I had to combine a
Stop.
Few.
Honestly,
items.
Fuck you.
Oh
honestly,
God.
Go fuck yourself. Listener, who's... Okay, how about this? How about this? Hey, listener, who's a little sick of it? Who's a little sick of Elena seeming so nice all the time? Who thinks this is kind of a sham? Who thinks
with the birthday hat is so unserious?
Listener, who thinks this is kind of a charade and a mask?
Oh my God.
Your cheeks hurt? I'm fucking killing. I'm on fire.
You are killing. You're on fire. Maybe it's the camo.
I think it's the hat.
Yes, it's a combo of a few things. Okay, now I feel like I maybe shouldn't have started so serious because Ashley, you're gonna.
Oh god.
Okay,
Ashley looks like a cat, like ready to pounce. Like,
yeah, I feel
in
like
spring position.
I'm like nervous. I'm nervous. I don't think.
No,
I'm
I'll let
gonna,
you do your thing. I'm just gonna
nervous.
Write it down.
Okay, 25 things that I like about you, Mac.
Okay.
Number one. You are so easy to talk to. Because who else could That's I record really an hour-long podcast with talking about basically nothing for the entire first half?
I can think of one other person you can do that with. At least.
Number two, the way that you picked me up in Chicago like nothing that one time.
Girl, you picked me up too. It was, I would honestly say, more surprising that you picked me up so easily.
I didn't say it was surprising. I just said
I'm a disabled woman and I also picked you up.
Okay. Your one-liners, your comedic timing, the way that you get so excited about your special interests.
Wait, is that five or four?
That's five.
That's
I'm on
five.
Dude, you're gonna keep interrupting the flow.
This right. is favorite things about Mac's spreadsheet
like
is gonna be crazy.
When
okay.
It's a comma versus a.
Sure. Okay. Number five, you are kind. Six,
That's nice.
Smart. Seven, loyal to the people that you love. Eight, genuine. Nine, your hair. Duh.
Oh, shucks.
Like duh. when you like pull your hair back with like sunglasses or something, or like a happy birthday headband, and then like little pieces fall in the front, just like that.
What pod next? Wattpad.
Wattpad.
Oh, you're gonna get flamed version for of that. Wattpad.
It's a Wattpad.
You are gonna get flamed for that.
I don't care. Those people don't leave the house. They can flame me all they
all
want.
The kids on the Wattpad.
On the Wattpad. It's audio Wattpad.
You know who I'm scared of? The fucking Republicans. That's who I'm fucking scared of, because they leave the house to go to the gun range. Okay. God. A couple chronically online gays. Nothing.
Next. The way you look in a blonde wig.
Unnecessary. Unnecessary.
Danny rolled a clip just for the.
That's okay, Danny. Say, you work so hard. You save yourself that time and that trouble.
Danny, roll the clip. Roll the clip, Danny.
That's okay, Danny.
Oh my God. Are you Sia? What is happening?
Why
does your Barbie wig have a bob?
Why does your mouth look like that?
Who did your lip gloss?
My makeup.
That was a mistake.
I know it's gonna be in there.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts, and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I absolutely love Factor because it's just really easy to cook on, you know, in a last-minute situation. I'm super busy. And so making something healthy and delicious quickly, that's really important to me. And Factor has me covered.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code CHOSENFAMILY50 at factormeals.com/CHOSENFAMILY50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
You're just down. So whatever the podcast idea, whatever the video idea, I feel like you're like the yes person. You're like, that's a great idea, let's do it. And then you actually do it. You're creative, an editing genius. You are the first and only person I would go to with a question about Star Wars, sharks, resting heart rate, and recovery times.
You already said special interests.
Okay, well,
feels different.
To be honest, what I said was how excited you get at your special interests. What I wrote was the way your eyes light up at your special interests.
Helena, are you in love with me?
Yeah, this is getting really.
I know,
it's almost steamy. It's almost steamy.
It's weirder than I thought it was going to be.
The Wattpad's going to go crazy. Sorry.
Wattpod.
The Wattpod's going to go crazy after this.
Okay, I think I'm on number 17, 16. I messed my numbers up. Mattia.
I was about to say, not to interrupt you, but
Mattia's been lying about her age for the past 4 years so that when she gets older, she'll be younger.
She's playing. And when I asked her about
it the first time she did it, she says they're less suspicious when you start early.
Right. Okay. She's so repeat. Funny, dude. Mattia. Yeah. The way you love and treat your girlfriend, the fact that every day is digit day.
Every day is digit day.
You're a supportive friend and not just in a performative way. You tape your mouth shut to sleep. So that's a real highlight for me. The fact.
Again, special interest. You've already talked about this.
That's different.
I thought this would land a little harder than it did.
25 things is a lot. So
keep going, Elena.
I know it is a lot. It is a lot. The next one was is kind of a filler.
To receive. So
the fact that your name's actually Michaela, because that just sometimes isn't I remember.
Kind of crazy.
I know. Sometimes I remember, and I'm like, that's delightful.
Yeah.
The Christmas card that you sent, so cute that you actually send like a Christmas
card.
That
was so fucking fun. Photoshop went off.
It was so cute. You love me and your father, even though we split up, despite the trauma that caused you.
Got to do what's best for you.
You want to do good in the world, and you're actively working toward that goal. And finally, obviously, doing this podcast with you has been a joy. And I feel like me and Ashley are both blessed that we've gotten to know you.
Blessed. Hashtag blessed. Nice. My turn. Really nice. Okay.
25, hashtag blessed.
Number one, easy to talk to.
Oh, Ashley.
You know how hard
to say.
You know how hard it is for me to open up, son. Number two, when I saw you pick up your mother so effortlessly, I thought I've raised a strong boy. Number three, one-liners. Haha, where do you get it from? Your father.
Oh,
number four, you are autistic. I'm just gonna skip ahead. A lot of compliments. Your hair, where do you get it from? Your father.
That's true.
So you.
The compliments from your mother.
You're down for anything, but more importantly, number 14, you are autistic.
Getting a diagnosis for my birthday this year.
You really should, Mac. Have you thought about it?
Have I thought about it?
Yeah.
Like actually doing a test, taking a test.
No. Okay. What would that change in my life?
I was going to say,
it's more
I feel
curiosity.
Like, yeah, it's more for curiosity. I feel like there are levels to things, and I don't think you have like a level that affects your day-to-day life.
I don't know that I have.
But you certainly are on the spectrum. There is no question.
I don't know. Honestly, probably. I don't think so.
Okay.
We take the test online.
Number 25, doing this podcast with you has been such a joy. I really feel that me and your mother are both blessed to have this opportunity to work.
You.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Maybe the best podcaster that ever lived. I understand why you would say that. Happy birthday, son. I made that list for you and it's mine.
Happy birthday.
I can't believe I committed to that bit. I can't believe that it even got anything.
Ashley, thank you so much for like you everything nice that you just said.
I'm putting
said.
That on your birthday list.
I really appreciate that. And like,
wait, well, now
so
we
kind.
Have to do it for Elena. And when, Elena, when are we going to do this? Because, fuck. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Elena. I put an A on my cap.
Listener, Ashley's going to be gone over my birthday.
Here are 25 things that I like about you.
Oh,
I'm here turning 32, actually. So
fuck! Here are 32 things. That I like about you, okay?
About seven.
Number one. Who else? Come on.
That's so true. Who and Ashley actually wrote these together.
The same list.
Come on. Who else could it be but you? Okay, what's it? Number five. You're hot and everyone knows
it.
And we
cut
never,
out for a second.
And we never talk about it. We never talk about how hot you are.
That's so true.
And you're so good looking.
Wow.
Okay.
You have great hair, great smile.
Number six.
Awesome eyes.
Number seven.
Damn, this connection is killing us today.
Yeah, what a gift.
Wi-Fi.
Did you,
really
oh, man, such
really
a gift.
Well.
Did you see me tearing up? You are amazing at that. I just snotted.
Not the snot. Number 15, snot.
Number 31, all the people that you have touched already over the course of your life who've come out because of you, who felt more comfortable because of you, all these wonderful people who, because of your work, are the way that they are today in a better way and not a worse way, but maybe a worse way because maybe get off the internet, but, you know, like also in a great way. Number 32, when are we getting back together?
That's not a thing you like about me.
I like everything about you.
Ashley, oh, let's not do this in front of our son. Okay. She's only 25.
Elena, what are we going to do for your birthday, though? Now I'm kind of worried about it.
We
need time. We have to figure something out. Yeah, especially, you made a fucking list. Whore.
What are you guys' favorite things to do on your birthday?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, I was going to...
Well, what are you doing, Mac? What are you doing for yourself?
Yeah, you tell us.
I don't usually really... Well, it's in the middle of the week, and so it's going to throw off my schedule. So my girlfriend, I asked her if we could do stuff on the weekend. So we're going to do that. But on my actual birthday, we're doing... She's going to give me a spa night. Which is like
very
my
fun.
Favorite thing in the world. Which I'm also going to fall asleep in the middle of it per
nice.
Use, but it's
that's so cute.
Nice. And then on the weekend, we're going to go to the beach and look for shark teeth.
Yeah.
And then...
we should have
I'm
guessed.
Gonna go get a new pair of.
We should have guessed your birthday.
Are you gonna binoc anything? Holes. Are you gonna try and look at
monoc?
Things?
Are you gonna monoc?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I saw binocs in your on your Instagram. Did you upgrade to the dual lens? Did you find that you needed it?
I have.
Isn't
both.
A monocular just a telescope?
That's a great question. I don't know. I mean, I would assume that it's a telescope on a smaller scale, but my ex-girlfriend has my telescope.
I think you have to have a certain level
fucking
of
fucking bitch, she took your telescope?
Wait, she didn't take it. I left it with her and didn't ask for it back. But
now she
should have.
Now it's inside of her. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Oh. I'm really sorry.
Whoa.
I could have teased that. I could have lubed that joke up a little bit more. I'm sorry. Listener, write in. Did you laugh at it? You did.
Yeah.
The Mac hat is like so funny.
It's so good. It's so good.
Jen made it, isn't it cute?
It's very
cute. Of course, Jen made it. Okay, you guys know what I will say?
What?
This is sappy. The past 2 years, all I wanted for my birthday was to be with my girlfriend, and I am this year. So I'm like so incredibly fulfilled. I feel so happy.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
I'm so happy to be with her. The past 2 years, I was just like, I had a good birthday, and like my family made it great, and Mattia made it great. But I just miss her so much. And this is actually my first birthday that we've been together.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
So I'm really, yeah, it's really.
Are you doing
great.
Cake or
really
anything
lucky.
Today?
Oh, your cupcake.
Yeah, I'll probably smash that.
Are you
going to
eat your cupcake? Oh.
Yeah, probably later. If I eat sugar super early in the morning, I crash.
Mm.
Ashley knows. Mm-hmm.
You guys know about the crash.
Ashley knows. We need another Ashley on the couch episode. That was unreal.
Do we need that? Does anyone need that?
Everyone's
I
like,
had
no.
the best time.
I think you maybe need that, Ashley.
Yeah, I'm pretty
tired.
What do you
like to do on your birthday, Ashley?
I'm not a big birthday guy.
Yeah.
Do you guys get depressed on your birthdays?
I don't get depressed. Maybe when I was younger a little bit. But I've done a number of things now because I've had a lot of birthdays. Because as you know, I'm ancient. So I think... I think my favorite thing is I like to go on a little getaway, like a little weekend day thing, because I've done, my friends are all like, I'm really a small, I don't have like a big friend group. I have like individual, like my best friend, Sam, and my friends.
Yeah.
Lucas and Jamie,
like,
and like
dyads or triads.
Yeah.
Not like
so
one
like
big.
And one year I like took everyone bowling and it was just kind of strange to have like all the different social groups there. Sometimes it can work. Sense. Sometimes it doesn't. And so like,
you don't want to spend your birthday when you're like, then you're trying to manage like, okay, is everyone having a good time?
Yeah.
Are people getting along? Is it awkward?
And there's so much pressure. Mm-hmm. So I just prefer to do something like go do an experience. That's what I like to do. Last year we did Palm Springs for my birthday and that was like amazing. That was awesome. What?
We
We recorded and like yeah, a cactus like
I do like
you,
I do like to record did, on my birthday. I like to work. I mean, I was at on my actual
you
birthday.
You always work on your birthday, girl.
Thank you.
What do I like to do on my birthday?
Work. We were joking on the other pod. I don't remember how it came up, but the word rectify came up like ratify like ratifying the Constitution.
But can we
like
talk about, we need to talk about rectify at some point too.
Okay, but they have different meanings.
Do we? No, I know, but just okay.
We were talking about ratify, like ratifying an amendment to the Constitution, and okay. We were like, why does that sound like something like a Gen Z kid would be like, ratify, girl? Yes.
Oh, it totally does.
So can we make that a thing?
Yeah. For okay. Your birthday.
We are we going to be able to do that or like?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of influence we have, to be perfectly honest.
If yeah, you put it in the Wattpod, it might end up with the masses.
Elena, what do you like to do on your birthday?
I used to really get excited about my birthday, but I think that's because I used to like attention more than I.
Okay, wait. Time out. Can you explain to someone who might still really like attention how you moved away from that?
I don't know. I think I just like became more like content in my own life and skin. So I like
okay.
I don't know. It's like I love, I don't know, I like celebrating with my friends and like This is gonna sound cheesy, but I almost feel like I don't, where I'm at in my life now, I don't feel like I need like a special occasion to do the things that I, that make me feel good or something. So it's like, I
ratify.
See my,
oh,
so when I think about
that,
ratify, put that into code. We need to codify, ratify, put that in Bible. And if you're not religious, Constitution, Bill
so
of
it's
Rights.
Like I like you know getting my friends together and like so that's pretty much it. I'll probably have like a party or something with my friends and I like that, but I don't know, I don't think about it that much every
yeah.
year now my birthday kind of sneaks up on me and I'm like whoa
yeah.
it's my birthday
yeah.
I didn't yeah I don't know.
I agree. I don't know. I've been feeling super happy lately. I feel like I don't know, I feel really good. And Jen and I were talking about Valentine's Day and our anniversary, which fall around the same time. And we were just like not at all worried about it because we were like, we do fucking cool shit all the time. Like,
we're yeah. Yeah. Sort of like totally like the hip lesbian aunts.
Thank you
That's,
so much.
Oh, wow.
So true.
That's all wow, I want for my birthday.
Both of you guys are.
That's all I want for my birthday.
That's all you yeah. want for your birthday, to be a cool lesbian aunt?
Yeah.
You are.
I'd be the
well, lesbian. How's your sister doing?
Not pregnant or anything, so
but maybe in a position where she might be.
I mean, I think that's the plan for her. Yeah, I think it's just getting
with
more and
this
more
particular.
Serious.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. It was his pinky. Did I mention that? I
yeah,
found out
did.
What he broke. It was his pinky.
It's a tough world.
She must be really small. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
No,
I'm so sorry.
Girl,
I'm so sorry.
What the hell?
I'm really sorry,
guys. Do not
guys.
Ratify that.
Ratify.
Do not ratify that.
De-ratify. No, rectify.
Well,
rectify
well honestly,
that immediately.
You do, in order to ratify anything, you do need a 2/3 majority, and we have 3 people, which is perfect.
Oh, that is perfect.
Yeah, but we're not ratifying that.
Politics.
Veto. I'm going to start
politically
making a
active.
Pod ratify book. Guys, can we mail this MAC hat around for whoever's birthday it is and they just wear it?
Yeah.
Well, for your birthday.
No, for everyone's birthday.
Okay, I guess I like attention a little bit because I don't
tradition.
Really want to wear a MAC hat on my birthday.
I'm fine
okay,
with wearing a MAC hat
idea.
On my birthday. That's funny.
I have an idea. We can like put our other names on the other sides of it and then it just rotates.
That's great.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so, we should each make one.
No, can we have to ship it to each other.
But like,
you want
but
a sisterhood
episode,
of the traveling pants situation.
But imagine
yes.
an episode where we're all wearing a hat with the person's name on it who is their birthday. Or we
That's
just need
actually,
two.
Okay.
We
That's
just need
a good
two.
Point.
One wears the happy birthday and then the other two wear
Okay,
the-
I'll have Jen make hats.
Yeah.
Would she?
Yeah.
That's cute. Okay, Ratified. Should we answer a question?
Let's do it.
Hello, everybody. If you want to get into the Discord to ask
oh, yeah.
a question.
Guess who gets to have their question asked? The people
Patreon.
Who support us. Mm-hmm. You little bitch. Do you even care?
Ooh, guys, this one's kind of like, this one's kind of drama.
Well, drama, hell yeah.
While we're on the Patreon thing, it's Mac's birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's Mac's
birthday.
You can
donate as little as a dollar.
It was her wish. It was her wish.
I can't say my wish, but.
You fucking loser.
I feel like if you look into my eyes, maybe you'll know.
You guys should see it on my camera. It's really funny. What's wrong with you?
I believe.
Actually,
it's
what's
funny
wrong
from
with
this
you?
Camera, too. It's funny
Trust,
in this camera,
it's
too.
It's translating. It is translating.
Yeah. Okay, Matt, you guys said want you the had drama a good question?
You think you're better? You think you're better?
Oh. Oh, you I don't know like, that this is the time for you to say that.
The camel sweater, the hat, the hair. Like, that hat's hanging on for dear life. It's not lasting much longer.
You know why?
At that angle.
You know why? Maybe I could have made a better hat if I had had the funds.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, how are we going to make a second hat? We need a second hat.
And a third
there it goes.
Even.
There it goes.
No!
That was her only hat.
Don't look at me!
As she casually flips her hair to the other side, as
She's
if
like,
her hair is not just
me.
Perfect at all times. Yeah. Oh my god, don't look. My
Rip hat.
Oh no, my hat, don't look.
No, that's okay. Actually crazy though, how good your hair looks after having a hat on. What the fuck?
Oh.
The poor listener at home. The poor listener that's like, this is a YouTube podcast and not a yeah. audio podcast.
Oh, the accusation.
Sorry guys, it is what
Describe it
is.
Describe what's happening.
I don't know how. Now you've put the hat back on and it's pulled your hair kind of back out of your face, almost headband style, except I'm you know like Handmaid's Tale on the sides where they have that oh. thing that like comes around the chin and yeah. their hair is just kind of it's yeah. like that. Okay, what was the question, Mac?
Okay, I'm gonna ask the question. The question is,
I'm telling you it's funnier on this camera. I'm telling you.
I mean, it's pretty funny. Okay. It's pretty funny here too, but okay.
I look like an old timey, like I'm about to decree something. I'm about to like send a woman to the stocks.
You about to like, ratify something?
What
into
I'm
the Constitution?
About to do. Guys. Woman!
When we describe Woman! This pod, like what's happening on it, that is our Watt Pod.
Yes.
Is the moments where
That's
like
our
Watt we're
pod.
Being annoying and we're like, go on YouTube if you want to see what happened. Yeah. Okay, everyone
Witch
quiet.
Bunha!
Okay. Actually, it's Mac's birthday.
It's my birthday.
Sorry.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay. Sorry. I'm really sorry.
Okay. What does it mean to be out of...
I'm so funny, guys. Honestly, sometimes I look at myself and I'm like, I am so funny.
You are
literally
so,
everything
are
about
so
me is
funny.
Thank
when
you
let loose...
Elena, don't do that.
Well, I'm just like, Max tried to ask this question 6 times.
And I'm being hysterical.
But you're so funny.
No, because that actually... Okay. You can't say that to me if you don't mean it.
Oh my God, I mean it. Of course I mean it.
What the fuck?
In that tone?
Well, that tone is a joke. Because
but
I'm trying to let Mac ask her question. But what the words are true. Oh, Ashley, the words are true.
Oh, no.
You know, your whole list, I can write your list right now. You are so funny. You are the funniest person I know.
No,
I think
stop.
That you're so funny.
That would be the whole list. I want 37 of
yes,
those, please.
That's the
Thank
whole
you.
List. And I could just come up with different words for funny and like different ways that you're funny. I could do it.
Yeah. Maybe stop. Like hysterical.
This is borderline dirty talk for me. So, Mac, you need to go.
All right, guys, mute yourselves.
No, Mac, don't go anywhere. I swear to God, you stay right there.
Why? What's going to happen, Elena? What could possibly occur? Oh, that we fall in love again?
The ship has sailed. The ship has sailed. I'm so sorry.
Even the biggest of ships have to stop
I am
for
in
gas
a very
on
flirt.
The port when they're out for too long.
What? Elena,
Are y'all getting back together?
I am in such a flirty place right now. You can't pretend flirt with me.
Because the hit rate?
Because the hit rate is so high and
personally,
the horn,
think it has to do with
the
hats.
Horn has been released.
The hat is the horn.
My horn is as big as this hat.
That hat is giving what? Like 2022
oh, there
Mac.
It goes again.
Yeah. Do you two want to be tortured into thinking that we're going to answer your question, but then we never do? Join the Patreon.
listener, are you really being into Edge and cunts? Like, join our Patreon. Listener, are you a good little liberal cuck?
Oh.
Do you like sitting there and not getting what you want?
That's Patreon only.
You too can be Edge for as little as a dollar. All right, I'm going to read the question.
Okay. Yeah, get firm, Mac.
What?
Whoa.
Sorry.
Sorry. That came out.
Dude.
That was
sorry.
Whoa, man.
Whoa.
Whoa. Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, that was crazy.
Whoa.
That was fucking wild.
Okay, so Ashley can dirty talk
yes,
the listener.
Yes, I can. And it's a shtick. Because it's a bit. You're the sincere one.
Okay.
That was crazy, dude.
That was nuts.
That was wild.
That was crazy.
Okay. What does it mean to be out of someone's league? Are these leagues just based on appearance or something else? Can people really be ranked or put into leagues? I ask because Ashley recently mentioned that she had sex with a stream of girls that were out of her league.
Stream? Did she say stream?
I did not
say
stream.
Is that a direct
stream?
Quote?
I just
I don't
read
remember
stream
you
verbatim.
I don't remember you saying stream.
I think this
More
person
people
was
on
at-
the internet putting words in Ashley's mouth. She never said stream.
Okay. I will say I do have a joke about hooking up with someone out of my league.
Right. Would you like to tell it?
The joke is that people say there's no league, and yes, there is. It's not that great a joke. It's more of a transition, but you know you're dating someone out of your league when you develop a new personality, hobbies, and interests as right. you're speaking to this person. Like yes. you just woke up out of a coma and you speak French now.
Mm-hmm. The fact that Mac thought this was like a juicy question.
Yeah,
is this
seriously.
Not drama?
No, but that's
no,
like,
there's no
that's-
drama.
Not even
there's no drama,
drama
in asking this question?
No. It's just like, it's a very this. Specific type of person, me included, who would want to, like, delineate between variations
what
of
kind
league.
Of person? What kind of person would that be, Elena? And
it's
I was
like
going to do the same
like,
thing, but I was going to do it in joke form. But let's do it in sincere form. Let's see how it goes sincerely.
Sincerely? I think it's a specific type of person who wants to, like, go over the semantics of a vague concept like a league and someone being quote unquote out of your league and
okay.
then define it and like distill it down into definable terms and like put it in different boxes so we can understand it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting that Mac would describe that as juicy.
Here are the leagues. You're a zero, you zero to a three. Get out of here. Undateable. Three to five. Okay. Okay, maybe if things are going bad, okay? 5 to 6, all right?
Okay,
wow.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
No, yeah, I'm sorry, 6 and 7, 6 okay. and 7. Everybody, that's 50% of the population, 6 and 7, okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get canceled for this. I'm putting people. Then we got our 8 and 9s. Okay, all right, here we go, hot. This is when people start saying hot. 6 and 7,
yes.
You got cute. 8 and 9, you got hot. Then you have
right.
10s. Okay. My girlfriend, okay? Molly from Love Island All Stars.
Not a question.
Molly. The woman
oh,
I had sex
hot.
With
yeah.
in the stream.
Veronica?
I thought you were going to say in the street.
Tens are people that if you hook up with them, you don't know how that happened.
Unless you're also a 10.
Yeah, but I think 10 to 10 hookup is rare. I feel like 10s are used to dating down a few because there are so few 10s, like me, like Jen.
That's a good point. To answer the listener's question, I think we've just now talked about looks. That's like a looks league. But I think there are other ways that someone can be out of your league and whatever.
Yes,
like,
of course.
I don't think you can be a 10 unless you have a good personality and you treat your... partner or person that you're with.
No,
you
actually
can.
No,
you actually can.
I don't agree with that.
But we're not
you're
saying
a
like
piece
10
of
like
shit,
life
liar.
Partner 10.
No,
we're
you're
saying
telling
like,
me that if you
if
saw
looking at
like
someone.
The hottest person in the world and then you saw them like kick a dog, you're still attracted to them? Fuck
I'm
you.
Not personally
no,
attracted
no.
to them, but
that's
I know most back. People are.
It's like
that's
a league.
Crazy.
We're talking about the league specifically.
That's crazy. When
how could you
think
that's crazy? When people are doing No. It's not an average of your different categories. It's not.
No.
Why not?
You're different leagues in different categories, but they're separate leagues.
They are separate leagues.
Like, let's
say you're
they're different sports.
Only looks.
They're different sports.
Right now.
They're different sports.
I've never imagined league like that.
And Jen is a 10 across,
this is just
across
me,
the
this
board.
This is just me trying to justify being with my girlfriend.
Jen is a 10 across the board. No, but truly, it's like, I think that you can be out of somebody's league in your career, but not in how hot you are. You know, yeah. Like you can, there are different reasons.
Okay, I understand that. Yeah, I understand that.
So that's what, just to answer the listener question, I think that there are different, league does not just mean, when you say someone's out of your league, you could be saying it like, look how hot that person is, they're out of my league. You could also be like at work, and this person is like so good at whatever job, and you're intimidated. Maybe that's what it is. Someone says that person is out of my league when they find them intimidating in some way.
I think that's true.
That, wow, that was a really good point.
I think that's true.
Yeah, for sure.
Mac, do you feel satisfied?
Dude, can you like
what?
Now that you, oh, now that
no.
you have
my dick today, like damn.
No,
Elena, Elena, my God.
Elena, I now that Elena has quantified and put into a quantifiable measure.
That's what I was trying to thank you.
Now that Elena has created strict rules around a loose social concept, yes.
And
do you
been
feel, and it's been ratified, do you feel that you better understand this thing that never needed to be done like this?
It's funny because I don't think I am that type of person specifically.
I don't think.
No, I don't think. And yet,
you've been making content for them for 10 years. It's almost like you know what they're going to say.
I really enjoy that type of analysis, though. Like, I do really like breaking things down and, like, putting them into definable terms and making rules and all that. But I think that's more just, like, I did take a test. I'll say it. I did. And I scored pretty low. I had a little bit of a score, but no, nothing.
We all have a little bit of a score.
Yeah, exactly. I don't, it wasn't anything.
Yeah.
Diagnosable.
Why did it get so weird?
Also, not ADHD. Not ADHD.
I know that's another one I get accused of a lot is ADHD.
Yeah, people throw that around a lot. Not ADHD. Just a
it's normal to change topics in a conversation. Especially a comedic one where the element of surprise is core to the experience.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's good though. Oh, now I'm getting, this is me being sincere again, but I actually do think it's good that people are, I don't, maybe like throwing around is the wrong way to say it, but like talking more about ADHD and autism and these things, because it's helping people get diagnosed who otherwise wouldn't have known what was happening for them.
I agree. I do think sometimes it's a little
Your
bit.
Your hair looks so cute right now.
Thank you. I do think sometimes it's a little bit weird as a performer, because sometimes I'll be interacting with someone and I'll be like, I get a lot of, oh, I'm being weird because of this. And it's like, well, if you understand that the impulse that's driving you is not appropriate in the environment, then why did you continue to do it? Because you seem to have a pretty good grasp and a pretty good self-awareness that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
I understand it like after the fact, way later, after the things have been described. Oh, that must have been because I didn't under. But in the moment, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. That is really interesting.
Well, it's like,
and it just makes me. That's what makes me wonder. That's what this. That's my one thing with the self-diagnosis of anything, not just autism, not just OCD, not just ADHD. Anything, it does feel like this sort of therapized language thing where we're like using our terms in order to get away with stuff when you know full well the thing you're doing is not appropriate, you know?
Yeah.
No, I think you're right. I think it's like being able, people can take a label or they can take exactly a therapy term and then misuse it to justify.
If it's helping you navigate the world and making your life easier, that's the point of the label,
that, like,
and to
you're
get
not
treatment
just,
and exactly
this,
but
this odd one out there's so yeah many. You're
yeah.
part of a
yeah
community.
That's why whenever you guys are like get tested, I'm like, it wouldn't do anything for
right
me. You know
exactly
what I mean? Like,
I'm sorry Mac, it, or is it too much?
No it doesn't. My girlfriend says the same thing. No but like it's just kind of like no matter what symptoms I may have of, and please correct me if I use like incorrect language, because
I don't know that they would say, I don't know that people would say symptoms.
Whatever.
Canceled.
Maybe.
You're done. I don't know. You're fucking
done,
dude.
What's the word I would use
listener,
for like...
Let us know in the comments. Is that a... I don't know, actually.
Whenever I do things and then you guys are like, this seems like this. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, if it's something that troubles me, I have it under control. Like, yep. I take my AirPods to the movie theater with me. My girlfriend always has my headphones when we go out.
The sensory stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people have
sensory
stuff.
Jen does too. You know what Jen's like super afraid of?
What?
A loud, an airplane toilet. She's like, they're so loud.
They're so loud.
Me too.
I've never thought about
it. I've never heard of somebody else say that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like.
But yes. I literally will push it and then plug my ears.
No, Mac. I
understand what I mean.
All of these things are on a spectrum. And now that we have, it's like we have so much access to the diagnostic definition. Mm-hmm. It's like people are seeing, I have one of those things. And it's not, this is what makes me angry, because there are things that are debilitating to someone's life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
And I do meet people at comedy shows where I'm like, yes. And I'm so glad that you are here, because I knew that was hard for you. And I knew that this environment was like not necessarily a match for the skills that you have. And then when I hear a heckler going bananas and then being like, sorry, that's on my ADHD. I'm like, not because there are people out there really using this stuff for the right reasons and getting the care that they need. And it's helping us understand it. I don't know if I'm being too hard on people, but
that's a good point too, is it's like another benefit and like kind of thing that we are hoping to get out of all this conversation online is like making more space in the world for people who are not able-bodied, neurotypical, white, straight, blah, 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 like all of those majority things. It's one thing to make space for whatever it is, and then it's another thing for that to then be like weaponized.
It's like a form of it's a form of Karening, you know what I mean? It's a form of
that's the new Karening.
Yeah, it is, because you're like you know what I mean. I
the
don't know,
therapized language. I think you're that's the vibes are similar.
They're very similar, but it's like Gen Z Karening. It really is like, it's like youth Karening.
It's youth Karening. The therapized
it's
language Kadening. The like
And listener, if you're writing in, I'm not talking about anyone specifically. Like, I believe your diagnosis.
Your name is Kaden.
I think this
you're
is
fine.
No, I think this is not most people. But there are some people who are doing this.
Yeah.
I'm also trying to practice being okay with being on the line, because I know other people feel this way and they just don't feel super comfortable like talking about it, because they don't want to they don't want to be ableist, and it is kind of hard to discuss as a sort of a gray area.
I think it's clear that what you're saying is that sometimes people take these labels, and maybe it's actually not their label to take. One, like, maybe it's not actually their experience, but they've seen one thing online and then decided that it's their experience.
Yeah.
And then they're using that label to excuse whatever the inappropriate behavior, whether it's at a comedy show or being like toxic or like invalidating somebody else's feelings or like gaslighting somebody else and then blaming them, or like using therapized language in order to gaslight somebody, you know, the whole kind of twisty. I think that's what you're saying.
And it's never the folks who I can see after the show have done a lot of work. Because comedy shows have social rules that no one tells you about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until you get there. Mm-hmm. And then the announcer is like, says all the things. But I can see in my audience, like, who is actively not masking. That's like a very, and they shouldn't, I don't care like whether or not they feel like they need to do that at the show. That's like not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
but like, I'm so, I feel so comfortable around it now. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, those folks, I'm like.
That's like exactly the positive is like, we're making space in the world for people to not have to mask and like pretend to try and be a certain way. But that is different than actively disregarding the like social rules at a comedy show, or like
knowing that you're doing it,
then still being disruptive for the sake of being disruptive. They're different things.
Yeah. What did we have for dinner today?
Birthday cake.
Birthday cake.
Happy birthday.
Unfortunately, we can only afford one slice. So maybe if you join the
Patreon. Wow, Mac, you are on fucking fire.
That was so good. One-liners. What did I tell you? One-liners. Comedic timing.
All right, thank you so much for listening. We love you so much.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injimi. Edited by Danny Jewell. Executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever Dog.